Zondervan presents Deceit by Brandolyn Collins, read by Laurel Merlington. For Sarah Collins, my beautiful daughter-in-law. Would it turn out well if God examined you? Could you deceive him as you might deceive men? Job 13:9, NIV. God sees not as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. 1 Samuel 16:7. 1. February 2010. Some evil shouts from rooftops, some scuttles in the dark. The greatest evil tips its face toward light with shining innocence. Baxter Jackson shone with the worst of them. In my sister's kitchen, I focused out the sliding glass door to her backyard. Relentless rain pummeled the night. The weather matched my mood. The Vanita Times, our town's weekly paper, lay on the square wooden table across from me. Its front page headline glared, "Skip Tracer Accuses Police Chief of Shirking Duty." My sister followed my gaze. "Maybe it really was an accident, Joanne." I shot her a look of accusation and hurt. "You too?" "As if the rest of the town weren't enough. I thought you agreed with me." She drew a long breath. "I don't know what to think. Two wives gone does look suspicious, but there's no proof Baxter did anything. Once Charisse's death was ruled an accident, how many people fall downstairs and die, Deneen, even if they are hardwood? That only happens in old movies." "But that's what the coroner said. And he's up for re-election next year. And who do you suppose gave the most to his last campaign?" "I know."